still looking back a little bit before we look forward to the Colts, what was it like for you Thursday night? Because obviously very involved in the outcome of the game. Was it tough to swallow more so than any other loss you've experienced?
It was the first penalty I've ever gotten in the NFL, and obviously it had an effect on the game. But, you know, anytime you lose a game, you're thinking of a million different things each step along the way. You know, one play that could have changed the course of the game, and we had a lot of opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. We had six times where we were across midfield toward the end of the game and ended up getting no points. We missed a field goal that was overtime that had a chance to win. We gave up a 97-yard touchdown drive in that last drive to Texans. There were a lot of things that were on your mind after a game like that, but just like anything else, you got to learn from it, you got to move on, and we've done that.
You said you had the flag out of your pocket before you got to the end zone. In all honesty, did you throw it before the play was over?
Yeah, probably. Again, you just saw it on the field, and it was obvious that he was down, and we didn't get a whistle, and we'd been on the other side of the other thing, and it was like, hey, this one's coming back. And, you know, again, in that situation, that's one of the few times that if you throw a flag on the field, it's going to really hurt. There's other times where there's no penalty at all. They just pick it up and say, hey, you can't challenge that play. There's other times where it's just a 15-yard penalty. In that case, we don't even lose a challenge or a timeout, but obviously it affected the game. And that's something we certainly, as coaches, take a lot of pride in is not adversely affecting the game. And that's a situation that should never happen.
You know, a lot of tough luck sometimes hits this team, whether it be a guy getting stripped like Brandon was late in the game, whether it be the field goal going off the upright, the misfortune from your sideline. How do you try to corral that and convince the guys that it's sometimes you can't control what happens on the field in that regard?
Well, you can control it. I mean, obviously, they don't have anything to do with what happened with the replay situation. But, you know, everybody else can do their job a little bit better. We can secure the football. We can make a better kick. We can make a better snap. We can make a third or even a fourth down stop. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do better in that game, and players are used to dealing with that. We've won a couple different games on the last play of the game, you know, so we know what it's like to come ahead and make that one extra play. And, you know, that's where we are right now as a team. You know, we need to find a way to be a little bit more efficient to make that one extra play. Like I said, we had chances to go up 10 points, particularly in that fourth quarter, and weren't able to get that done where we were within striking distance. We weren't able to take advantage of a turnover late in the game. When we needed a defensive stop, we weren't able to get it. There's a lot of things that we need to just be able to make that one more play, and the teams that end up winning are the teams that do that.
Well, we turn the page, start talking Colts tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.